Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I've loads of new music from Saturn Dust, Neuron, Stub, The Claypole Lennon Delirium, and The Cosmic Dead. Plus, I've got a couple of beers. One is the Bel Air Sour from Brooklyn, and the other one, which is a big lad, is the Three Bean Stout from LA, is it? Yeah, so kicking us off, Thorns off the new Pallbearer album, Heartless.
We'll be right back.
was the Claypool Lennon Delirium off their EP that's coming out. It's called Lime and Limpid Green. There's four covers on it. Pink Floyd cover, they cover Astronomy to Mine, Boris the Spider, which is a Who cover, and Court of the Crimson King, King Crimson, and that one that you heard there, which is Satori, which is Flower Traveling Band, Deadly cover. So moving on, I'm gonna play something off the new Saturn Dust. I'm quite excited to hear this because the last album was Deadly. So what'll I play off it? I'm gonna go for number 3, Astral Dominion.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Neuron and Zolian off their album Trinum. And before that you had Saturn Dust, Astral Dominion off their album Rick. So first beer of the night is Brooklyn Bel Air Sour. Picked this up the other day, thought it looked a bit interesting. And sure, fuck it, give it a go. I'm enjoying the sours at the moment. It's a strange one. You pour it, kind of hazy, little white head on it that disappears fairly quick. On initial taste, yeah, it's lovely and sour. But actually, it's changing a bit the more I drink it. But on initial tastes, like, you got the sourness going through, but then there's almost a vegetative taste. It was like a bit fucking, yeah, wasn't the best. It kind of reminded me, before I enjoyed sours, it kind of reminded me of what I thought all sours tasted like, which wasn't great. But the more I'm sipping on, I'm about halfway through it now. And it's getting a bit better. Like, I'll finish the glass, but I wouldn't be buying it again. So make it out what you will. But yeah, it's grand. Like, it's like I had a foreign score IPA before that. Don't think it damaged my palate too much. Like, it's a hoppy beer, but it's not that hoppy. So enough of that, I'll move on. I'm gonna play something from Mammoth off their album that's out last week. Yeah. That was Stub, Priestess of the Moon, and before that, Hole in the Head from Mammoth Mammoth. That's a new Stub album. I picked that up earlier, and, you know, it's fairly decent. So, I'm really struggling. Well, I'm finished it now, but Jesus, I struggled to finish that Brooklyn Bel Air Sour. Yeah, it was one of those things that I paid money for, so I'm gonna fucking drink it. So, avoid on my recommendation. Moving on to some more music. Captives of the Void, who I played last week. Fucking Daryl was definitely doing the rounds on my playlist at the moment, off air. And this song, I'll play the first song off their album. This is Ring Around the Sun. We'll be right back. Sentence Day from Obituary there, off their self-titled. And then Ring Around the Sun from Captives of the Void before that. So I've moved on to the next beer, and this is a beer and a half. It's got three beans in it, tonka, coca and vanilla beans. It's a three bean stout from Norwegian brewery. It is, let me just turn this bottle around. It just says LA on the front. Lervig Urkt, I'm not even gonna try and pronounce the A. So it's a fucking, it is like drinking a Christmas pudding. There's cinnamon there, the vanilla, fruitiness, it's it's damn good. It's damn good. It's like 13%. So it's not something you would barrel into you. And I could see myself sitting on this for probably an hour and a half. There's a Tool triple IPA that I had about a month or two ago. When I was in town, I went into a pub on my way home just to see what they had, if they had anything special, and they had a Tool triple IPA, which was 13%, and I got a glass of that. That was very easy to drink. I drank that in about 20 minutes, and I could feel myself getting drunker as I got it into me. This is one that, it's pours black. I'm just swirling it around the glass, and there's a really oily, resinous sort of, it's like running down the glass once you swirl it. This is a fucking thick drink. And as it warms, the flavors are really coming out, and it's great. It's weird, it's such a weird drink, but it's nice. I'm enjoying it. So what am I gonna play next? Anyway, of the two drinks tonight, this is by far the winner. So I'm gonna play something off the Stinking Elizabeth. I'm fucking loving this album. This is definitely going into my top 20 of the year this year. Here is Six Fangs. We'll be right back. that is Stinking Lizavita and Six Fangs. So, yeah, we're at the end of the show. And I have one more song to play. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or at HMD on the radio on Twitter. So, I'm going to play one more song. This is the Cosmic Dead, who were one of the highlights of Desert Fest this year for me. They fucking blew my mind. I saw them a few years ago and I went home with Cyclab, and they didn't make as much of an impression, although I did really enjoy them this year. Maybe they upped their game for the whole Desert Fest thing, heavier crowd, all that sort of stuff. They fucking blasted it out. So this is off their new album, Psych Is Dead. It's the last song. It's FW, and this is going out to